Joining us back in studio, Tech Talk Tuesday with Tiennes Janssen van Rensburg here on Smile FM. Tiennes, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Quite a while back, we spoke about air taxis becoming a thing.
Yep.
And now, 2 or so years later, it's almost now a reality.
That's right.
Out of Germany.
That's right. So a German air taxi startup called Volocopter, they have now successfully shown their technology to work. And they're starting actual flight testing with this Voloconnect copter, they're calling it. So it's massive. It's very different to the ones we spoke about a couple of years ago. They realized those aren't great. It's mm-hmm. not going to work as well as you'd like. So this is like a new concept. It's still like a massive drone, essentially, but it's got wings as well, and it's got some forward propellers as well, so it's much more nimble, much more easier to control in the air. And they have done all of this work in 18 months. They've got all of their funding, and they've built this concept that 100% works. They're taking it around Europe, showing it off, getting more investments, and they hope to launch the Voloconnect air taxi in Los Angeles within the next year.
No, so that's like around the corner.
Yes.
Essentially, it's quite big, right?
Yeah.
How many people can it carry? How will it operate? Where will it land? Those kind of things.
Yeah, so it's, as I said, a lot bigger than the ones we spoke about before. It can take up to 4 passengers.
Okay.
So the other ones, usually 1, sometimes 2. And it's essentially like a big car size, kind of a squared off big car, right? So the plan is for it to not only use airports, but like helipads and all those kind of situations where, you know, at first it's going to be rich businessmen and women that use this product, but it's essentially to skip traffic. That's the big goal here.
The end goal, yeah.
Especially like in massive cities where there's, you know, a lot of traffic. You have to get to the airport quickly. You have to go to a business meeting. It'll take 2 hours in traffic. You hop on this thing, it's going to be 10 or 15 minutes. That's the idea. And they hope to start testing it in Los Angeles next year, fully operational and commercialized by 2025.
That is crazy. I can see already this picture, these futuristic shows that we used to watch, you know, with these flying cars and whatnot, the Jetsons back in the day. It's becoming
a
reality.
A lot of questions, right? Yeah. So things like air rights and you know, all that stuff still needs to be sorted out, but it sounds like the authorities are really keen to get this going. Mm. Again, if they can ease the traffic, even if it's only, you know, a handful of cars, you know, that's going to be good at the end of the day. So,
well, they just need to prove that it works.
Exactly.
And then they can start rolling it out if they have all the systems in place and the right authorities that's on board, I suppose.
100%.
Yeah. Awesome. Tiennes, thank you very much. That's your Tech Talk Tuesday for this afternoon on Smile FM.